Red Film Radio, Festival de Cannes.
Red Film Radio, I'm Matt Micucci from the 67th Cannes Film Festival, here with Julie Jung, director of the film A Girl at My Door. Julie, would you like to tell us and our listeners what your film, which is your first film, your debut feature, is about?
I don't know if you know about Seoul, but Youngnam was the elite police officer. She worked in Seoul, but she was demoted to the seashore, the small village. This is about.
Yes, I watched the film and I really liked it. I thought I was extremely engaged in it, and so I was wondering where the inspiration of the story came from and why you wanted to bring it to the screen.
예전에 어디서 들었는지는 잘 모르겠는데 아주 예전.
Actually, I don't remember where I get this story, but I heard that one time, a long time ago, this is a history about a cat, and his master. The master was very like this little cat, but one day the master had a new cat, and this cat was very cat. And this cat feels like, you know, the master doesn't like her anymore. But the master was wanted to go out, and the cat put the little mouse in the shoes of the master. And the master was very surprised, and then he beat this cat because she thought that the kind of revenge that the cat do to the master. And in the day after, and she master was to go out, and then she found a little mouse. The skin was get rid of. There was very blood everywhere, everything. So, but it wasn't about the revenge, but it's kind of a present for the master, because the cat is very good. She liked very much as a food, but it was a present for the master, but master didn't understand the cat. She heard about this story long time ago, and he kept this story in her mind. And when she started to write the script, and she thought about this story, and then she wanted to use this story in her script.
Can you tell us the cultural context of Korea, the Korea in which your film is based?
그 정확하게 어떤 사건인지를 말씀드리는 거는
She wants to explain this social situation in Korea. I think she thinks it's better to explain you. And she said that in the system, hierarchy system in police, it disturbs everything. If you are not ordinary person, like homosexuality can disturb the other system. So that's why she was demoted to the small village. But she thinks that she was actually engaged to demoted because of her girlfriend, but this is not like, you know, she wanted to do the right thing. But in the process of doing something, she doesn't precise it, but doing something, she has the things that she was homosexual was leaving. And then that's with part of the reason that she was demoted.
Yeah.
But she said that it's not real. Like, you know, you're homosexual, and you're getting demoted. It doesn't exist.
So is there a hint at revealing Korea as a nation full of flaws when you scratch its surface?
영화에서 지금 다루고 있는 그 곳에
It's not the only situation. The situation is not for only Korean. It happens everywhere. Everywhere for the everybody, actually. She doesn't want to that you guys think it does happen in that small village. It's not like that.
Yeah.
It happens everywhere.
Right. Can I ask you about how you worked with the actors, and I'm particularly interested in how you helped the young girl immerse herself in an intense storyline like the one in this film.
일단은 우리 배우들이
Actually, she thinks that the three actors understood, like, naturally their characters in reading script. Actually, that was the most important. She thinks the script is the most important way to communicate with the actors. So with the script, she could share the main themes and general atmosphere of the film, everything, but with the script. And then for the Young Nam, the first officer, and Yonghwa, the father, stepfather, they did excellent work. And for the Wars of Seron, the Dohia, it was very I think it's very difficult for her to understand the words of Dohi, because it's physically and psychologically it's very hard to understand for a little girl. But she understood, like, instantly the words, and she talked with her a lot to make her understand these words.
Thank you very much, Julie Young. Thank you, and well done on an excellent film. This is Fred Film Radio, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.